Continuing post-game coverage of Indianola High School basketball on 94.3 KNIA, and we're joined now by Indianola boys coach Jeff Ebeling following the Indians 69-59 loss here tonight at DCG. Coach, there were some good things out there. The offense at times looked really good. You had your two leaders out there combining for 48 tonight, but just too much offense out of Chase Perrin and DCG, 13 three-pointers, 33 points for Perrin, and then you got the big guy inside, Lorenzen, who you did a pretty good job on for the most part, but he got his points as the second half went on.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I mean, they give you a lot of different matchup problems. With the Burke kids starting, they go 6'7", 6'10" there in the post right off the bat. And, and Chase kind of got in a rhythm early. There's a few transition threes, that we were just about half a step too late to get out there to challenge. But, the effort of our boys was, second to none. This is our third game in four nights all on the road. And, after that start of 11-0, I'm not going to lie, told the boys I was a little worried. It's 11-0 right off the bat. How are we going to respond? And I thought they definitely responded, and they played hard the entire 32 minutes. We just came up a little bit short tonight, but there's some things that we can learn from, there's things that we can take from it as well, and we'll keep moving forward as we get another big week next week.
Yeah, when you're playing a team like this that on their home floor that's that good, how big is it to spot them 11 like that?
it's hard to battle back. But yeah, I give credit to DCG. They took advantage of us early there. We made a few adjustments. Took a timeout there, kind of resettled the, troops there a little bit and kind of settled them down. But once we saw that first shot go in, then we just started kind of building from there. We started getting some confidence back. But then we had another little lull there, I think, in the third quarter where they kind of expanded out again. And, it takes a lot of energy to battle back. But our boys gave the best effort they could, and we just came up a little bit short tonight.
Well, let's talk about Chase Perrin. The 33 points tonight for him, the 9 three-pointers. Some were uncontested, but I'd say about half of them, you were right there, or they were very difficult or deep shots.
Yeah, and, credit to him. I mean, we always talk about, that's the first one we talk about, especially with Perrin. And, he's shooting almost 50%, I think, on the year from three coming into the game. And he proved why, when he catches in rhythm, he's tough. And we didn't do a good job that early. We kind of gave him some confidence, I'm sure, and then he just kept going from there. But kudos, credit to him of doing that to us. But you never know what the brackets are going to see. We might see these guys down the road, you might not. But we're going to have to make sure that over the next couple of days we get some rest here, and then come back in Monday, hopefully a little bit more refreshed, and then get ready for a really good Pella team on Tuesday.
Last 2 minutes or so, you went to your full court pressure there. Started with kind of a half court trap. It was really effective. Got you a little bit closer there temporarily. Did you feel like you could have gone with that a little bit longer, or was that going to take too much out of the guys?
Well, that was a conversation we had at half. Do we just stick with what we're doing? The hard part about their guards is that Gerken kid is really quick. Perrin is a very intelligent basketball player, and when you got some height there at the other end, you take some gambles there. You're pretty much just almost giving up a layup there if you don't get the job done. But, I was proud of the way the guys, they really competed there. Got some, turnovers late there against DCG. And, looking back, if we didn't have a game last night, maybe, yeah. But, moving forward, that's definitely something we'll always take a look at. But, like I said, I thought the boys did an excellent job. There's a couple, offense rebounds, second chance opportunities we kind of let up there. And, we had our chances. We just didn't, get those 50-50 balls. And, that was kind of the name of the game as they hit their free throws down the stretch.
George Blake and Easton McGraw combined for 48 of your 59 tonight. Taking it inside against you had tough physical defenders out there, and then they had the 6'10 Lorenzen down inside. And they scored a lot of their points inside of 10 feet. Pretty good job out of those guys.
Yeah, it's not easy. You don't see that every day. If you're practicing it, you're probably used to it. But, length, we have really done a lot better job scoring against teams that are maybe a little bit longer. We have had some issues in the past where length kind of gives us some problems. But, I thought we did a great job. I think early in the first half, I think Georgie went right at the 6'10 kid, right at the rim. And,
yeah.
That was good to see. We're not going to shy away. We're going to continue to try to work inside out. And, we had some really good looks from some other guys. They were just off a little bit tonight, but I thought we were making the right plays, and we'll hopefully continue to do that, and we'll just see some more shots fall in here in the next week, next few weeks.
It was a tough, grinding week for you. Three games on the road. Two of the teams, you know, very good. ADM, a highly ranked team in Class 3A. You finished 1-2. You had a nice win at Newton last night. But what's your overall take on just the week?
Well, I thought we got better as the week went on. Tuesday, we did not play well. We just came out a little bit flat. And obviously, a team like ADM is going to take advantage of that, and they did. You know, so when we came in Wednesday, you know, we kind of refocused, watched a little bit of that film, learned from, you know, just some basic mistakes, little details we need to clean up, and I thought we did a great job of that, and had a really good practice. And then, you know, last night we were playing really well at Newton. You know, they came back again. They just started bombing in some threes from deep as well, and you know, kind of got back in that game. But West England made a heck of a play to, you know, conceal the win last night. So, you know, we got better between Tuesday and Thursday, and I thought tonight, you know, we, besides that first 3.5 minutes, I thought we played some really good basketball. I thought we competed hard, and, you know, we just got to, you know, it's the hardest part is learning how to win, especially when you get in those close games. And, you know, we're still trying to figure that out. And, you know, coming on the road three straight times, you know, the last two games being really competitive, that's hopefully going to prepare us for the postseason here in a couple weeks.
Hopefully you can get the guys some rest over the weekend. You got another busy week coming up next week. At least two of the games are home. Senior night with Pella. Pella Christian coming in on Thursday, and then at Des Moines Christian next Friday. Just your thoughts on the week to come.
They're all good teams. You know, Pella's obviously, you know, top five team in 3A. You know, Pella Christian, I believe, is in the top 10 in 2A now. And, you know, we played really well down there a couple weeks ago, so I'm sure they'll, you know, want to come in our place and, you know, really play well and try to get one back at us. And Des Moines Christian is another good program. They're having a really solid year. I think they only have maybe three or four losses all year. So, you know, we got a big week ahead of us. But as I said, tell the boys, enjoy the weekend, rest, get off your feet as much as possible. When you come in Monday, it's all about Pella. That's the one in front of us. That's the one we're going to focus on. And then we'll worry about the stuff later in the week after we get done with Pella. So these guys will be ready, niche and ready to go again, play on Tuesday. And hopefully we'll come out with a win.
That's Indianola boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. Thanks for your time, and good luck next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.